The rain has stopped, but flooding in Missouri is getting worse. At least 14 people have died and thousands have been evacuated. The Merrimack River runs through the state and has had some of the worst flooding. Willis Ryder Arnold of St. Louis Public Radio sent this report.
Patty Titus stands at the edge of the Merrimack River as it runs up the side of her house and pours into her basement. It's the house she grew up in.
All my parents' stuff. Dishes. Furniture. Lost my freezer, my refrigerator. Things that can't be replaced. A lot of memories and things.
Family, friends, and volunteers fill sandbags and place them against the rising waters. Here in the town of Arnold, Missouri, the flood is swallowing scores of homes. Trucks drive by delivering sand to people who have been up sandbagging around the clock. Titus's daughter Maggie stands in water up to her knees.
I was born and raised here for 18 years. I'm on break for college and I didn't expect the flood. So it's kind of scary seeing my house filled with water right now. I'm trying to do the best I can.
The Merrimack drains into the Mississippi River, where much of the shipping traffic has been halted. Lieutenant Sean Haley with the U.S. Coast Guard says the swollen river is moving fast.
The main danger is debris, the high water, the flooding, and then I would say the increased velocity of the river itself causes a lot of potential dangers.
Haley says the crest is like a giant wave moving south and will cause problems downstream in the coming days. Louisiana's governor today declared a state of emergency because of the threat. The Army Corps of Engineers says this flood will be worse than the record one that hit Missouri in 1993. It's expected to reach its peak tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Willis Ryder Arnold in St. Louis.